This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. This year will go down as one of the warmest in Colorado in the past century. This month, we've been seeing temperatures about 20 degrees above average. Lisa Hidalgo is the chief meteorologist at Denver 7.
We've been in the 40s, close to our average high for the day in the early morning hours, which is wild.
And today is another one of those wild days. In Metro Denver today, the high temperature could get up to 73. That's almost 30 degrees above our usual highs for this time of year. Hidalgo says by the end of December, we typically get more than 20 inches of snow along the Front Range. So far this month, we've only seen just about 4 inches. Over the weekend, hundreds of people gathered in Boulder to protest the Trump administration's decision to scrap the National Center for Atmospheric Research, or NCAR. The center has pioneered key advances in climate and weather research. At the protest Saturday, Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper said he would hold up a Senate spending bill unless NCAR is funded.
We're going to stop this appropriation bill. We'll tie it up for as long as we can, which is weeks and weeks.
NCAR's models have also been used to forecast extreme wind events, like the one that led Xcel Energy to cut off power to thousands last week. A study conducted by Colorado researchers finds the drug Leukine is able to halt the death of brain cells in Alzheimer's patients when measured by a blood test. Leukine has been on the market for years to treat other disorders. Huntington Potter of CU Anschutz is the senior author of the study. He says the new findings add to his lab's previous research on Leukine.
People who were treated with Leukine actually improved in one memory test. They also showed improvement in blood markers of brain damage.
Potter cautions people shouldn't try to take Leukine unless and until it's approved by the FDA to treat Alzheimer's. This is Morning Edition on CPR News. It's now 7:06.